Good morning and welcome to River Radio, your monthly show here on KSHAD, brought to you by Dolores Riverboating Advocates. I am your host, Sam Carter. Today is Thursday, January 14th, 2016. Our guest today is Yvonne Chouinard. Yvonne is the founder of Patagonia Incorporated, the iconic outdoor clothing company. I'm sure that most of you out there have a piece or two of Patagonia clothing in your wardrobe. That's the guy we're talking to. Yvonne is also a leader in the land conservation movement around the world. We will talk with Yvonne shortly. First, this news. How fast can a river recover after a dam is removed? A research project from Ohio State University has demonstrated that rivers in the northwest United States can have fast-paced recovery after dam removal if both native fish and birds are introduced to the riparian zone and river together. The dual species introduction allows the fish to support the birds through nutrient introduction, and the birds are able to provide needed stimulative growth to the riparian zone, therefore more quickly restoring the natural river environment. In the Midwest, the mighty Mississippi has been testing its banks. Rains over the holiday season pushed the mid-continent drainage to 38 feet, 55 feet, and 15 feet at various markers from St. Louis on southward. This flood is approaching record levels set over the past century and is expected to take the better part of January to move from the St. Louis area to the mouth of the Gulf of Mexico. In addition to this rare winter flood, recent weather data for 2015 shows that this past December was the warmest December on record for these United States. In Dolores, flows in our Dolores River at the town of Dolores have frozen up and are registering ice. Flows out of McPhee Reservoir into the Dolores River are at a steady 30.1 CFS. The film being produced by the Dolores River Boating Advocates about the Dolores River will have its public debut tomorrow night at the DRBA permit party. That'll happen again tomorrow night, Friday, at the Dolores Community Center in Dolores. Each and every one of you is invited to attend this powerful event. In addition to the premiere of River of Sorrows, there will be an incredible silent auction, live music, great home-cooked food, good drinks, kid activities and child care, river permit information, good people, and general quality fun. The permit party begins at 6 p.m. Come on out for some deep winter socialization. So again, our guest today is Yvonne Chouinard, the owner and founder of Patagonia Incorporated. He's on the phone with us from California. Yvonne, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's good to be here.
It's good. I'm glad to have you so much. So Yvonne, Patagonia, your company, was the first business of any kind to give a grant to the Dolores River Boating Advocates to create the movie that's going to be released tomorrow night about this Dolores River. Why does Patagonia, out in California, an international company, care about the Dolores River?
Well, you know, whatever grant we gave you is one out of 850 that we give every year to the company, and then I personally give out another 700 or so, and my wife another 500. So it's for all kinds of different causes, and you know, we do a lot of these internationally because it's one planet, and I've gone beyond caring about just my little local stream or local problems, and I've kind of thinking more globally these days because we're all in this together and things are not getting better. So, you know, the Dolores River is just another river that needs work.
Through doing research around who you are and seeing some of your films and interviews, it seems to me that you have a personal affection for rivers. What is it about rivers that you find to be so special?
Well, I particularly like rivers with fish in them. But I've been a kayaker for most of my life. I've done a lot of whitewater kayaking, and I've been fishing since I was 6 years old. And I like water. You know, I'm a surfer. I'm in the water a lot, surfing here in California, and I just like water. And some people are desert people, and I'm kind of a mountain and water person.
What are some favorite rivers of yours?
To fish or to kayak?
Let's say to fish.
To fish? Well, I do a lot of fishing down in Patagonia, and also up in British Columbia. I like steelhead fishing up on the Skeena River. And I spend the summers around Jackson Hole, Montana, Idaho. Probably the Madison River in Montana is one of my favorites. The Boulder River.
Ladies and gentlemen out there in Radioland, if you are just tuning in, this is River Radio. I'm your host, Sam Carter, and we are talking with Yvonne Chouinard, owner and founder of Patagonia Clothing Company. We're talking about land conservation and the release of the film about the Dolores River tomorrow evening. Yvonne, dams, the big blockages in rivers that hold back water, those kinds of dams, they seem to be a target of yours and of Patagonia's lately. The movie Damnation came out a year or two ago about this topic. Dams do provide energy, electricity for communities, water for towns, for municipal use and irrigation. They help control flooding. Why does Patagonia see dams to be such a problem?
Well, we've been responsible for working on taking out a lot of dams because there's 40,000 obsolete dams in America. I mean, these are the ones that do nothing, and they need to come out. And most of them were put up by, companies or individuals or groups of farmers or the government. And most people, they walk away from them when they're no longer useful. And that's wrong. I really think that they should, if you're going to build a dam or if you're going to do a massive project, an open pit mine, or whatever it is, I think you should be responsible for cleaning it up. And unfortunately, it falls to the taxpayers. But I think building dams is an obsolete way of getting power, number one. I mean, there's no such thing as clean hydro. There's all kinds of unintended consequences of doing hydroelectric. And at the same time, and as far as irrigation goes, at the same time, we've got this so-called clean hydro and water. Our aquifers are going dry. I mean, the whole Ogallala aquifer and the whole middle of America there is going dry. California, our aquifers are so dry, the Central Valley is collapsing on itself. And so it makes much more sense in the future to not store water above ground, but store it below ground. In other words, we got to replenish these aquifers. And some of those, the water is millions of years old, and it's not being replenished naturally. But it could be replenished, and storing water above ground, you have methane release on the Colorado River. Just from evaporation, you lose 8% of the water in those dams, like the Glen Canyon Dam and stuff. So it's not the way to store water anymore. It should be done in a different way.
Ladies and gentlemen out there in Radioland, we're going to take a quick break. This is River Radio. I'm your host, Sam Carter. We're speaking with Yvonne Chouinard. We will be right back. Stick with us. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to River Radio. I'm your host, Sam Carter. And on the phone from California, we have Yvonne Chouinard, owner and founder of Patagonia Clothing Company. We're talking about land conservation and the release of the film about the Dolores River tomorrow evening in Dolores. Yvonne, your company, Patagonia Incorporated, funds projects like the Dolores River film through its program called Environmental Grants. Can you tell us about this program, please?
Well, we basically take 1% of our sales, not profits, but total sales, and we use that to fund activist organizations around the country. So, like I said, it's about 800 or 900 different organizations a year. So it's 1% of sales. In reality, probably you could look at it and say, when you buy a Patagonia product, it's your money.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You wrote an essay. You have a book out, a few books, but you have one book out, Let My People Go Surfing, about your business management style. In the beginning of that, you have an essay called Business After Oil, and you speak about the changes businesses that you feel businesses must make to exist after oil is not so abundant and cheap in the future. And this this future might be right around the corner. It might be further down the road. In looking to the future of land conservation, how do you feel land conservation must change in our future as we deal with these decreasing oil, this decreasing oil availability, and the massive unknowns like climate change?
Well, I'm a real pessimist about climate change and the fact that I don't think we're going to do very much at all to solve the problem. In fact, we're way too late. But the most hopeful thing I've heard, and that's pretty recent, is the idea of sequestering carbon through agriculture. If you change the way we do agriculture to the way we used to do agriculture, in other words, to a regenerative style, which regenerative agriculture is different than, say, organic. It means a way of growing food that builds soil. So, you know, the Green Revolution in agriculture just destroys soil. And we've destroyed 70% of the soil around the world through this stupid method of agriculture. But if you do regenerative grazing and a regenerative style of agriculture where you have living soil and everything, it captures carbon out of the air, and so much of it that if we could change even a part of the world's agriculture to this style, this old method of growing things, we could capture all of the carbon that we're putting up into the air. And there's several books about that. There's a lot of things on YouTube about it now. And I think it's the most hopeful thing I've heard. But for a company like us, it means we got to go to the suppliers who are growing our organic cotton, and we have to tell them, look, you can't plow anymore, because every time you plow, you're sending that stored carbon back up into the air. So now you got to use cover crops. And you can't use chlorinated water, because that kills all the biome in the soil. And you got to do all these different things. So it's going to be a different way of doing business for us.
And how does that tie into land conservation?
Well, they're talking about building another dam here in California. And, of course, some pundit said, what are they going to fill it with, root beer? But, it's going to take out 65,000 acres of really great grazing land, of which, that grazing land is sequestering carbon right now. And now they're going to, put in this shallow dam, and it's going to put out methane gas, and it's going to add to global warming instead of being part of the solution for global warming. So, land conservation is, we have to think now about, grasslands sequester more carbon than the Amazon does, way more. And so, we have to think twice about developing and destroying some of these grasslands and agricultural lands.
So a different kind of question about land conservation and really a more personal question, I feel like, for you. Last month, December of 2015, Doug Tompkins passed away as a result of a sea kayaking accident in Chile. Doug was, among many things, the founder of North Face Clothing Company. He became an influential land conservationist and purchased lands in Chile that were later turned into conservation parks down there. You and Doug were close friends, longtime friends, as well as peers in conservation work. And you were with Doug on his last sea kayaking trip last December. I assume that you have been given much thought to this situation and to your friend. What is it that you're thinking about as you mill in your mind and your heart the loss of this friend and the impact he had on the lands of this planet?
Well, he's been responsible for creating over 2 million acres of wild parkland and stuff in South America, more than any other human in history. And he did it not just by, signing a a piece of paper with a pen like some of our American presidents, but he he was, you know, he built the infrastructure and he really worked at this. And I mean, it's pretty phenomenal what he's done. And it's, the work is going to continue, that's for sure. It's just sad that, you know, I think he had another good 10 years to go, like I do. Probably that's about it. And but, you know, he's, the last day, he was a happy man. He was enjoying the trip. And, you know, we all know we're going to go sometime. And I think he was not a bad way to go, actually.
So thinking about going and that we all will die, and the other end of that is the beginning and the kids, the little ones, the little humans that we get to foster. As Dolores Riverboating Advocates is preparing to put this film out tomorrow night, I think a lot about kids. They're really important to me and to our communities, and I also think about great landscapes, pristine ecosystems, as pristine as we can get them. They're hard to come by these days. What can you, as a pillar of the land conservation community around the world, what do you feel like you can say to the kids here in the Four Corners, the parents of the kids in the Four Corners, about the value of caring for and working to preserve the Dolores River?
Well, you know, I've kayaked the Dolores a couple of times, and one of the outstanding things I remember, it was a real cold day, the water was really cold, and there was a rattlesnake swimming the river. I picked him up with my paddle and took him over the other side of the river. And but, you know, it boils down to you protect what you love. And if you don't know anything about rivers, and if you're a parent and you don't introduce your kids to rivers or to mountains or whatever, they're not going to love it. And they're just going to be, you know, they just shrug their shoulders when something like this comes up. And you know, once again, it's you protect what you love, and that's, you want to develop that love of nature in your kids.
Protect what we love. Yvonne, that's the end of our show with you. I wish we could talk for a couple hours. I really appreciate your time today coming on the show with us. It means a lot.
Well, you're welcome, and good luck with the river.
Thanks so much. Folks out there, do join us next month for another edition of River Radio. We'll be right back here. Production of today's show comes from a special man. Some people call him Santa Claus. At KSJD, we call him Tom Yoder. Thanks for tuning in today, and join us tomorrow for the permit party and the release of the Patagonia-sponsored film River of Sorrows, 6 p.m. at the Dolores Community Center. Get outside and show your favorite landscape some love and respect.